So now that we have clarified how to interpret this new information that is given to us via this look ahead part of the LR1 item, we can perform some actions in order to actively support parsing via ladder parser. Yes? And usually what we do during the run of an LR parser is that we treat the canonical LR1 automaton, or we'd like to treat him like an ordinary automaton, encoding the states in some compact form, like with an address or with an ID. However, we still are interested in being able to tell how to actually do reducing or shifting, or whether to do reducing or shifting. Yeah? So for that, we kind of move this information, whether to reduce or shift, outside of the actual automaton into an actual table. Yeah, that is what we call the action table. Yeah, so that is our goal now. And for that, we're going to evaluate the content of the particular automaton states. No? So this action, this action table is considered to be a thing that maps states in whatever representation we have them, like integer ID or address or anything, together with a particular input symbol to an action representation, which could be like some encoding of shift, some encoding of that this is not a valid entry at all, or some encoding of that we have want to perform a reduce action, which could be encoded like as an LR0 item, or maybe also like an alternative of a production. It's completely free for you to design something like that. For us, we just take LR0 items and usually complete ones. Yeah. So there are different entries in this table depending on how the automaton is looking like. So the action table for state Q and some look ahead symbol W is consisting of representation for reduce action, like A goes to beta being the production with which to reduce in case that the state contains the item together with the look ahead symbol as an LR1 item. Yeah, if that is a valid item in the state, then this should be the entry for that look ahead symbol. Yeah. In the same way, with same state reference and look ahead reference, we fill in that the entry should default to shift if the state Q contains a incomplete item, so the marker is somewhere in the middle, particularly in front of a terminal symbol, with W now being constructed as the first symbol from whatever follows the bullet. Usually that is B, gamma, and in the end the look-ahead symbol. In case of LR1 parsing, this usually boils down to ignoring all the rest here, since we definitely have one terminal symbol B, which is following the bullet, and thus that's directly giving us the look-ahead symbol for the entry. Yeah? Okay, but in principle, this definition can be extended for LRK, thus the whole formula would be like this, and for LRK you would have to replace the one concatenation with K concatenation. And in case that for a particular input symbol you can't match any of the cases in a state, then the automaton doesn't have any default advice for that situation, and in that case we will just deliver find error as entry in there, or usually the default value in the action table. Yeah. So with that we can now introduce the LR1 parser, being the construct like this, with the usual push down, with an input tape, and as output the sequence of reduces. And now it has components like the so-called go-to table, which is just an encoding of the canonical LR1 automaton, as well as the action table, which encodes what we've seen earlier on, the actual advice depending on state and look-ahead symbol. Yeah, so go-to table encodes the transitions of the LR1 automaton, action table tells us what the LR1 parser has to do. So out of that, we can now set up a construction for the LR1 parser. Yeah, so it's made up of states, same way as the LR0 parser had been, just it's now states of the canonical LR1 automaton. Yeah, start state and final state remain the same. Now transitions. We do shift. Shift we do usually if the if the action table when considered tells us with look ahead A we have an entry that tells us to shift, then we're gonna do a shift. Yeah. And the new state on top of the pushdown is gonna be given to us by further transitioning in the canonical LR1 automaton, or just considering the go-to table. Yeah, that's similar thing. So that's the shift. Then the reduce, that's this action, no input consumed. However, we greatly diminish the content of the pushdown potentially and just continue with another state. So this is what we do in case that the action table on evaluated on the top of pushdown state and the look ahead W tells us shift by the following production, and then we take as many states as the right hand side has symbols from the push down, and then go to or transition via the go to table from the state that is lying underneath with A as the label for transitioning, and the outcoming state Q we're gonna put on top of the pushdown. Yeah? And finally, all that remains to do is check whether we at some point reach the item's prime goes to the start symbol and bullet the right hand side under context end of input, and that's going to be our transition to our goal, to our final state. Yeah, so this will make up the L1 parser. In practice, this might look like the following. So for the example that we were given, this our typical grammar, an action table might look like the following way. So you see there's certain entries that tell us to shift, whereas there's others that tell us to reduce. And the remaining ones there, yeah, all those are then default values, which would tell us that this is an erroneous input that doesn't belong to this language. Yeah. So still, one could imagine that in general, for evaluating states of the LR1 automaton, we might encounter that both conditions for filling in shift or reduce, or filling in two reduces into one particular field of the action table, would be matched by the conditions for these things. So this is then a case for another round of conflicts. Yeah. So there's similar conflicts as there had been in the LR0 case. So there's reduce conflicts, which means that we have two complete items and both of them have the same lookahead symbol. Yeah. So this is clearly a reduce conflict. Same for the shift reduce conflict. If there is an lookahead symbol and the lookahead symbol for the complete item, of course, and for the incompleted item, the marker is in front of the exact same terminal symbol than in the lookahead. This is again a conflict, this time shift reduce conflict. So if we encounter such states, well, those are the one unsuited. And we can then start the whole chain of pumping up our helper construction by just having larger look ahead like LRK. This would then just mean that there is a little bit more to evaluate for conflicts, like take into account the remainder of the incomplete item together with the look ahead. And still there could be LRK unsuited states. Yeah. So what we can deduce from that is that we can call context-free grammars LRK if the according canonical LRK automaton has no such LRK unsuited states. Yeah. So this is again one of these very practical theorems that just tell you that if the construction fails, then there is, this is not an appropriate grammar, whatever you can do with that then. Yeah. But although this might now seem that reduce conflicts, shift reduce conflicts are well, might be as malicious as LR0 reduce conflicts or shift reduce conflicts. You must bear in mind that, for example, for our grammar here, we could easily resolve all the remaining conflicts by just having a look ahead of one. And it turns out that for many, really a lot of practical computer languages, you can actually find LR1 grammars, so you can parse them with LR1 parsers. Yeah. Okay.